You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah. Welcome to J.Ill, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Well, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to J.Ill, the podcast. My name is Jill Scott. It's my pleasure to be here with my sister friends, Laia St. Clair.
President.
And Aja Graydon Danzler.
Here. Isn't that when we were in school? It was like, either, it'd be the smart kids would be like, present. And then everybody would say here. And it'd be that one kid trying to impress everybody that present.
Yeah. And then it'd be the asshole kid to be like, president. Like me. That's what
president.
I enjoy president, actually. I thought that was cute.
President. That was
like,
good.
That's cute. She do a lot.
I was cool class clown. That's me.
I like it. I'm into it.
I think I was a good girl. I mean, a little person. I'm pretty sure these things. I really did get 4 spankings in my life.
4. Oh, yeah. I was that kid, though. I was. I got like 2 leg pops.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I got 2 leg pops.
I'm going to need a poll on this, y'all. I don't know.
I did get a 14-year-old back slap, though. Like, and I earned that one.
I did, too.
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask. I mean, y'all are parents, so I'm guessing that's true, that like the less spankers you got, the better kid you were. But that mean I was bad as shit, but I didn't think I was.
No, I'm saying I didn't get any behavioral like feedback from school. Like that was never an issue.
Never for me.
What? Never.
Jill, you lying.
I am not. Oh, wait. There was this one time when this 6th grade girl swore I liked this 8th grade boy. I wasn't thinking about that boy. He was long and skinny. It wasn't my thing. I just wasn't attracted to the boy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think he was very bright. You know what I mean? But okay. I was in the 8th grade. She was in the 6th grade, but she's as tall as I am. Okay. She's a tall girl. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she brought her cousins down from high school girls to fight me.
Ooh. What was wrong with her hands?
She was in the 6th grade. She was still a child. But she told them that this 8th grade girl was picking on her. I'm like, picking on her? So they come down to the school and they're like, you picking on my cousin? I was like, picking on who? They're like, whatever. I know her name, but I'm not going to say it. And I was like, I don't pick on anybody. And they were like, yeah, right. You mess with my cousin. And I had to fight all them big ass girls. Mm. One of them had a love ring, right?
Oh. And like a love and hate ring from
it was just
shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
One of them had a love ring, and I remember because I used to have really long nails, and I used to do my nails every day. I didn't have nothing else to do, okay. But I did my nails every day, different color for every outfit I had because I ain't had no outfit.
What?
I had to make it work. You know what I mean? Fingernail polish was $1, so I was trying to make it work. You know, and I had dug my nails in this girl's face and broke all my nails off in her face. And I thought I had, you know, really done something. And I did. I took my licks, but I gave them back. But when I got into the mirror in the bathroom and I looked at myself, I saw love on my forehead. I saw love on my motherfucking And then the principal wanted to suspend me.
For getting jumped?
Yeah.
Girl. See, isn't that crazy?
These girls didn't even go to us. These are high school students. I'm in the eighth grade by myself.
Yo, what do you so mean? What Miss Joyce say? Because I know she marched up. Like, what, let me tell you,
honey. Because that's a march. That's a march worthy.
So long. It's march worthy.
Yes. With them long legs. Let's go.
Yeah. Nobody got suspended. She should have. Because she was definitely. She should have got suspended.
She's
yeah.
a person that had the people coming up there and all yeah. that mess.
For real.
That's crazy. What if you had gotten hurt?
Yeah. Hurt. Just and you could lasted for a little while. I had a little bruise and then it was like, bleh. And I was like, mother.
Oh, see, light skin problems.
Jill, not light skin. What you talking about? That's a throwback right. to a whole episode, listeners. I'm just
I will lie to you today on the Zoom. I'm feeling that we all looking the same complexion today. So I'm gonna pull back on the light skin jokes.
You mean I'm Seminem?
You Seminem today,
I
baby.
I wanna be Seminem.
It's giving Seminem Girl. Today.
Oh, shut up, that's light. Cute. You know we all yellow. Okay,
let her be great.
Okay, go ahead, boo. Seminem.
Oh, I hear you hate.
Damn. You're right. You just came from an island. I can see it.
It's the moon. Look, the moon is in Cancer. See?
I meant to ask Amber what that means. She said it
just
like
means everybody
supposed.
Is deep within their feelings right now. In any way in which you are feeling specifically like.
Shut up, agent.
It's the truth. Y'all remember Yaba who came on the show, right?
Dr. Yes. Black. Yaba
so
Black.
Yaba hit me yesterday and was like, girl, sit still. Don't say nothing to nobody.
Oh, she liked the
moon in Cancer, girl.
How long we supposed to sit though?
Girl, I don't know. I don't even be knowing. This is just my. You know how all your girlfriends be knowing stuff, and they just bring things to you, and you just like, okay, I know that.
But when Mercury in retrograde hits, we all like, I'm not signing.
But that's
shit.
Now too.
I'm not, bitch. See, we
what? It's all to get. It's happening right now. Shh.
We shouldn't even be talking to each other.
We shouldn't be talking right now.
Like, you know what? maybe we shouldn't be talking to each other. Maybe we shouldn't be talking to anybody. I don't know. And thank you so much for listening to J.Ill, the podcast. Right. It has been our pleasure to not talk to you.
Now, we see, listen to the stars.
You take these things, you eat the meat, you throw out the bones. You know what I'm saying? You heed the warnings.
Uh-huh.
You just, here's the thing, more than don't talk to nobody, be mindful of everybody's feelings. Be mindful of how you talk to folk. Be mindful of your own needs.
Mm. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel like our whole group text exchange today, I was in my feelings. Like, I'm trying
to
right
but
now.
You might have been, and that's okay. It's my to tend to your needs.
Well, maybe we shouldn't talk to other people, but we could talk to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We could. Look
you
at
know
you.
What I mean by this, that?
A segue, bitch.
You know, they don't know what we mean by that.
They don't.
We decided that we were going to write love letters to ourselves. Yeah. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you write a love letter to yourself? Because, you know, the world is so busy, and because the interweb is what it is, you've got people that you don't know. I saw something on TikTok today, mm-hmm. and there was a guy who was talking about working out with this woman, and he stitched himself, and then later on he comes back and he was saying that the comments that he got, they were talking about how ugly he was and how he never would stand a chance to even work out with that woman. That you look like you stink, that you look like a loser. He was just like in tears. Like, nah, I actually work out. And she said she wanted to work out. And I was like, let's work out together. You know, and he was like, I had no idea by putting myself out there in that way what I would get back. And he was like, it was just a lot of nasty, hateful, mean-spirited comments. So this is one of those opportunities where, you know, if you're dealing with anything remotely like that, whether it's on any of the social medias, whether you're dealing with hateful comments from family members or from your boss or even from yourself, mm-hmm. Take a moment and write a love letter to you. Yeah. So that's what
you know. It's interesting because I saw something very similar happen with Keke Palmer, who was my big fave, and were making comments about her looks. And she just had such a beautiful, I don't even want to call it a clap back. It was just a moment of clarity. Like, honey, like, I love myself. Like, I'm sorry that you have an issue and you felt that you had enough power over me to exert that. But I loved the way that she kind of reiterated that love for herself in that moment. And I know it can be difficult to dredge that up, because even if you're not having an issue like that, you know, there's a lot of benefits to an exercise like this, just in general. Like, mm-hmm. even if you're not having a specific issue, it can be eye-opening in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? It can really give you a burst in your creativity, your self-awareness, you know, and this is actually like measurable things. They talk about how like this kind of thing can really be good for your mental health, for your emotional health. And like I said, just as an exercise, just to kind of boost and jumpstart your creativity. So, you know, it may not just be an answer to, you know, an existing issue, but just something good to do. I ain't gonna lie to you, like, this for me, wow, was just like, you don't realize how much, even though you may feel, somebody said, do you feel loved? You're like, yeah, I feel loved. But you don't realize certain things that you just don't hear. Nobody has a better perspective on you than you.
Nobody.
And you're kind of the only person who knows what you need to hear. You know, even though there are times when people tell you things and you're just like, oh, I didn't even know I needed to hear that. But in retrospect, you're the person who knows the words that need to be spoken to you. You know how you need to be treated. You know how you need to be affirmed. And it's like, until you actually do it, it's like, it's just a good reminder of what it is you need to hear and how you need to move forward. I mean, I'll say that that's what it is, what that exercise was for me.
More real talk after the break.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I don't know if what this means, but when I wrote mine, it kind of just flew out.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I really, really enjoy about myself. And I just wrote them. So I'm a read mine first. Okay. All right. Love letter to Jill. I remember you from the beginning. when you were small and full of imagination. You played by yourself for hours. You still do. I remember how you read stories to the boys outside. I recall how you kept their attention, how they asked questions, even though you were so much younger. I remember the confidence it gave you, how you rushed home and waited. They always showed up. I remember they protected you for that. I remember when things got dark and you went to work. You got home so late. You gave up your seat for elders, like your mommy said. I remember feeling proud of you. I remember liking you, humming to yourself. You sang to walk to the bus. It felt like a private underbreath joy from me to me. I love that you still sing for nothing and mostly everything. I love that it still lives in you. I love that you remember your grandmother's skin and the feel of her nightgown. I love that you grew up sweet, despite the neighborhood and some neighborhood kids who hated your clean clothes and tidy hair and willingness to share. I love that you still love despite jealousy. I have loved you from the beginning. I know your heart. It's been a joy, even through tears, and my cherished pleasure to be you. And I mean that.
I love that letter.
I mean that. And I'm going to read it to myself again and again.
You especially should.
If I feel like I'm losing something special or something that's important to me. I loved that I used to go to the store for my elders in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I love that I come from Joyce Alice, who will go around and cut the neighbor's toenails. And I used to be like, that is so disgusting. Like, you've seen old people feet.
Mm-hmm. I've seen young
seen
people
them
feet.
Toenails. Mm-hmm. And she had a whole kit, and she would just go to each neighbor and cut their toenails. And then one day I remember it being like, Mom, why would you do that? So nasty.
I'm impressed, but I did make an ugly face.
I did too. I'm making one right now. And she said, because a lot of them have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And if they cut their toenails wrong, they could bleed to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love that my grandmother used to say, hey, come here. You hungry? I love that. And she would invite strangers in for a meal, and they would sit there to wash their hands and sit there. My grandmother would feed them. I used to love that about her.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I am these people's descendant. Mm-hmm. That kind of spirit. I just had a moment recently in the last 2 months where people that I love, even from afar, they needed something. They lost people that they love so much, and it was just towering and constant. And I invited them here. Come here. Let us love on you. And we did. My family and I, we did. We cooked. We played music. We laughed. I listened. I just listened. I rub feet and run baths and let them sleep and remind them, that life is still happening, even though this is the darkest time you've ever known. This is the worst loss you've ever felt. And as much as it pleased me, it gave me such, I don't want to say pride. It just made me feel helpful, useful.
I was going to say needed and useful. Yeah, useful and
of
service.
That is a mighty feeling.
Ooh, child. Let me tell you something. That is my drug of choice.
Girl, didn't that thing fire?
That is my drug of choice.
To be able to help somebody. Ooh.
It's got me into a little bit of trouble in my life. I won't even lie, but... I know the feeling you're talking about, and it is like an adrenaline, not adrenaline. It's less harsh than
it's
that.
It's like a love rush.
It's like a, like just makes you feel like, thank you, God.
Like, yes, I got this gift. All of the things that life has brought me has sent me to this place, this home that I call Us House. Mm-hmm. I call it Us House because when Jet was little, he would be like, Mommy, can we just go to Us House? Mm-hmm. And I used to love that he wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So home has become a place for, you know, my friends that are dealing with something. You know, I can't make no promises like they're going to walk out of here feeling 100% better. But if I could get 30%, you know what I mean? Just to remind them that life is worth living, and that the loss may never, it doesn't go away. You'll always feel it. But if you do the best you can to hold on to the good stuff, the fun stuff, the things that learned you and grew you and made you dream, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. And especially from that person, like you can get through this too.
That's such a good thing about love, is that especially when you're down, is how God will show you a person you won't even think that it's going to come from that place, right? It'll be a friend that you think is busy, or you think is so-and-so, or you know, and they love you and everything. But that happened to me when my mother passed. I had a friend who called me and just soothed me into a nap. And it was like the last person that I would have thought, as much as we love each other and care about each other, it wasn't like, you know how sometimes you think, oh, it's going to be this person, it's going to be that person. But in that instance, it bonded us together permanently in a way that I'm bonded with nobody else.
Some people you just connect with and you like them and you don't even have a real good reason why. Mm-hmm. You just do. And then years later, many, many, many years later, and you have interactions and they felt good every time. Mm-hmm. Every time you saw them, you had interaction. It was like, ha, fuck with you. And you're going about your business, you're going all on your life. And then next thing you know, you're doing a podcast together.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, that was a beautiful letter. You know, it's funny. I knew this would happen, that when we did this, that I would hear things from you all that would inspire me further. And one thing that inspired me about your letter was that you talked to your little girl self. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take that with me.
That was a good time. Wasn't it a good time?
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was a good time for me.
Like I told you, I was having a tough day when I did this. I was having a tough day. And I was like, yeah, I don't even know what. You ever think so fast in your mind, you have a series of thoughts? And they didn't. It's not like each of those thoughts hang around long enough for you to say, oh, I thought this, and I thought this, then I got here. But you know, they all kind of happened in succession and you ended up in a place. That's how I did my letter. It was like, I was thinking about love and I was thinking about myself and how I would make myself feel better. And it was like, boom, 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 write a letter to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's how I kind of got to that moment for me.
I think that's the best day to do it, when you're not having a good day.
Oh, child.
When you're just like ready to screw it all.
Girl.
I think that's the best day. To write a love letter.
It might be because I tried to do it on a good day and it made me sad, so I didn't do it. Sorry. It had the opposite effect for me. I was having a really good day until somebody said, where's your love letter?
Write yourself a love letter.
I was like, what? I'm being productive over here, getting shit done.
Want me to dredge this shit up?
I don't even know if I like myself most days. But go ahead, Asia. Inspire me, motivate me, move me.
Ooh, child. All right, here we go. That's a tall little order.
If I wouldn't have said it, you would have did it anyway. It's just because of the words that came out.
Don't you feel like that? I feel like that. Ooh. Every time Aja about to open her mouth, I get excited. I'm right. Like, okay, get
She
him.
Just don't like to hear us say
mine
what she
not
do.
As good. No, mine get is him. Not as good as Jill's. Mine is short, actually.
It don't say
it
that.
It is. But this is from my heart. It's from my heart. My heart. Dear Aja, I miss you. I mean, I see you every day, but I miss being alone with you. Just listening to music or eating food, just doing nothing or laying quietly. I love how you think even when you bounce from subject to subject, LOL. I love that you like all kinds of art, and I love your passion. You're so passionate. When you love something, you're all in. I love that you can keep it cool too, keep the peace in yourself with others. It makes me sad though that sometimes you feel so unworthy and so unsure. I believe in you though. I want you to take good care of yourself. I worry about you. I love you, and I don't want to lose you. I admit I should think of you more. I'll do better. I get distracted easily, and I promise to prioritize you from now on. I do love you. I do. I love you. I want to see you win. Always your best girl.
That was good.
It touched my heart.
See, ditto. That's everything I was going to say, girl.
That touched my heart.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Inspired, motivated moves. See? Done.
I mean, I think it's a good thing.
For me, it's like, I don't know. Maybe my mindset, and it wasn't like a set mindset. I'm just trying to think back as to where my mind was at the time. But I guess my mindset is just kind of like, what do I need to hear right now? And I can really identify with being about to cry, because I did after I read mine. As I read mine out loud to myself, because I was like, let me read this now out loud to myself. And when I read it out loud to myself the first time, I did cry, because I needed to hear those words at the time. I still do. Like, I needed to hear those words. And when you said you was going to read it to yourself every day, read it to myself every day. You know, because I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, and it's funny because I tell people this, and I feel like sometimes, and I don't have any resentment behind this, because I hear a lot of people talk about it. I have been for a lot of years some of my people's go-to person. And I say this to other people all the time, but it's, you know, how that is when you got to turn things on yourself. I'm like, you know, nobody's coming. Like, check for yourself, you know, and it's like, it's not that other people don't love you. I think a lot of times we're waiting. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting on something to happen when we can really come and check for ourselves. And don't wait to hear the things that you need to hear. Don't wait on anyone else to say them, you know, say them to you. You know what I mean? And it's not, and don't downplay yourself. Well, I can't, it's me. I can't say, who are you? Who are you to say that about you?
Who are you not to say loving things about you?
Who are you not to say loving things about you?
You were there the whole thing, the whole time.
If you were going to say this to someone else, you would want that person to take you seriously. If they said to you, oh, no, you just saying that because you my, you would be like, no, I'm saying it because it's the truth. So you have the ability to be truthful with yourself.
It's a very songwriter-like assignment to y'all. I don't know if y'all realize this, but it felt like y'all did that with ease as well, because part of this is what you do. Fair enough. I think that it should not be gone without saying that, like, you know, it may be a little harder for some of us others that don't spend time with ourselves, because it's required for our craft to be better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That's definitely fair.
But I submit that you can do make a list.
No, you said, yeah, Amber said that. And I thought, I was like, yeah, that's a good one. That was a good way to start, is with a list.
Honey, Amber, be on it.
I know.
Write 10 things that that you love about yourself.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Let's start with 5 and make it easy.
What did I say? I said the truth isn't ego.
No.
The truth is the truth. You are allowed to love yourself. And I don't just mean your bits and pieces, but you can love your bits and pieces too. It's okay. It's all right. Have a love fest.
And you are aware. See, that's the thing. You actually are aware. You're aware. You know. You know what's good. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Put it out there.
Put that on that purple. Write it up on the wall.
It makes you change the perspective, because I caught myself, like, I usually sometimes, my father has a tendency to, I tease him. He compliments himself before I can get to it. And to a point where, like, we argue about it quite frequently. Like, can I just let me say it before, like, you say the things, and then you, before you even finish, it's like, yeah, I killed that. That was deep. That was this. And and I go, Daddy, shouldn't you let somebody else tell you that though? Because like you saying it to me, don't you want to wait for me to tell you? And I almost feel bad in this moment that I had these exchanges with him, because no, my daddy is like, I ain't gonna wait for nobody. Like I heard it, I said it, I know it was profound.
Who if I'm you waiting ain't, on?
Then who I'm waiting on?
Ooh, that helps.
Now I got to apologize to Ron again. Shit.
Hey. Listen, I apologize to my mother in the spirit realm on a consistent basis. Susan, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, child, because you had tried to tell me. You had tried to say it. Man. But you know, I mean, that meant you got a good person.
Yeah. That happens. As we get older, that happens more frequently than we definitely would like it to, I think. Like you said, Asia, whether your parent is with you or not.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Come on, list. Come on, list.
Come on.
I love hard. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. I was about to write something like, I love that as loud as I am as much a listener.
True that.
Mm. Definitely.
True that.
That's where I'm at. I love my friends and my, I can't do that. No. I can't do it. I love my, okay. My tribe. I can't talk much. Okay. Well,
you can love the tribe you chose.
Right. Your taste in friends.
Your taste.
I do love, okay. I love my taste in friends. I'm really good at that. I'm really good. Okay. So what else are we talking about?
I wish you, this is one of the few times where I wish you all could just see
the little girl face that you have.
Yes. Yes. That's why you write yourself a love letter, or you write down things that you love about yourself, because it doesn't feel like a hug.
It does. I want to do a combo thing like you and Asia. Like I want to come from Asia's perspective, and then I want to do Jill. Like I want to do the little girl thing. But then I like the way Asia did, the way she was like talking to herself, like pepping herself and reminding herself. So yeah, that's why I said it's like,
and apologizing to herself and laughing at herself. Yeah. All the things. Yeah. Like that was so lovely.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
We just need like I need to hear somebody's. To hear y'all's. I was like, wait, so what we doing? What does that look like? What does that sound like?
Well, look at that. That's exactly what we're
doing.
Yeah,
I'm glad you were transparent.
We're letting you hear it. Yeah, we're letting you hear it so that you can do your own.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I love my little heart.
I
can't believe it still works like it does, but I'm so glad it does. This shit feel great.
It does. I love loving on my parents. I got things, I guess. I got to do it without bringing, you got to do it, but stop making other people a part of it. Like you, okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, I deeply appreciate your struggle with this. And I'm so glad you, girl, you are a blessing to these people who are listening, because it isn't as easy as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as it looks. And mm-hmm.
I don't think I made it look easy. I think I was stuttering and all the things.
I was about to ball cry again. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Y'all felt a little cool. It was a little cool.
But let me tell y'all why y'all don't think y'all made it look easy, which you don't, because easy would be too much of a simple word to apply to what y'all both did. But y'all have a natural way with words. And so it does appear, and I know y'all, but even to me who knows you, it does appear that it's easier for it to flow out, for you to express your feelings, to put word to feeling, than the average person. So yeah, it without offending you, because I know it ain't easy for y'all, but it does sound like it flows really pretty. Like even when you're crying and stuttering through it, which Jill, you didn't stutter. No.
It's okay.
But we felt it. That was the thing. We felt it. I was like, ooh, why is that in my throat? I was like, I feel it in my throat.
Ah. This assignment comes at such a great time. Mm-hmm. Because I have so much on my plate and so many things to look forward to that easily, I know me, I can get anxious.
Yeah.
You know, fear exists. I try to fight that mother sucker, but nonetheless, it exists. Yeah. And I can feel overwhelmed, you know, by all the things that are coming my way. And writing that reminded me of the little girl who just did it.
Yeah.
Because it felt good, period.
Yeah.
Because it feels good, period. Like, I feel such a release.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta give yourself permission to feel good like that. Thank you for giving us permission.
That's Amber.
And I think, like I said, as you were doing it, as much as I was listening to you, I was thinking about, like, dang, what did I love about myself as a little person, as a young person? I remember recently a friend of mine was like, do you remember what you said to me when we first met? I was like, child, no, I don't remember. And she was like, you was like, hey, my name is Asia and you should get to know me because I'm going to be famous one day.
How old were you? Do you remember?
Like 15 or 16. I don't know. Just being goofy. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, the thing about it is, when you're young and that fear hasn't crushed you or tried to crush you yet.
It happens earlier now, if you ask me.
Yeah, it does. And I think I love that about myself. I love that I was always the first to raise my hand. Like, I didn't care. I was always the first kid to raise my hand.
I wanted to read out loud.
I wanted to take on a challenge. I love that about myself. My daughter was having an issue with, she's a drama major, and she was having an issue with it, with something she was having to play. And I remember being 12 years old and wanting so bad to, I was doing a Shakespeare thing and wanting so bad to be Catherine from The Taming of the Shrew. But I couldn't because they cast somebody else. So my teacher, who was brilliant at the time, she said, well, you know, in Shakespeare's time, women weren't allowed in the theater. She was like, so all the men had to play the women's roles. She was like, well, how about we just do that with you and just flip it around and you could be Petruchio? And I was like, and I was Petruchio. And we was like one of the only all black troops in this thing that we came out to perform for. And me and my best friend were Catherine and Petruchio. And I was like the only black girl that had done a gender bending role in the whole thing. So it was just like really cool. Like, I love I wasn't fearful of that. I see so many kids 12 in that 13 age group, you know, and they're like
45, 40, 49, 32,
23. I mean, that fear gets stronger as you get older.
Yeah.
It just take the first person to shoot you down and then another one and another one and another one. And you're like, oh, am I going to get up?
That the first fear, the first real fear was Mr. Levitz in math.
Mm.
I know I told you guys about him because I still talk about him in therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
That man, he said, you are so ugly. I don't know how anyone could bear to look at you.
What?
You are so stupid. You should just face the wall.
What grade?
Oh, Mr. I was in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. I had a teacher like that.
Wow.
It's amazing.
He Say his name again.
Big, fat Levitt.
Levitt, Mr. Levitt. Okay.
Mr. Levitt. He gave me a big, fat, juicy F.
Wow.
Because once my mom came to the school and talked to him the next day, he was like, so, I'm mean to you.
That's the way he reacted?
Mm-hmm. That's the way he reacted.
And he didn't get fired? Like, what?
No. No, he didn't get fired.
Yeah, well, you know, no, the teachers back when we was kids, they got away with a lot.
A lot. That's why I said.
They did.
That's why
they
I apologized to y'all when we were talking. I don't know if we were talking to some Mitchell or somebody. And I had a whole like regurgitation of Mr. Tyson calling me a bumbling idiot and telling my friends not to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. And to this day, Mr. Tyson, he's still around. He ain't that old. And some of my classmates go out to dinner with him every year because that's their favorite teacher. And I'd be like, really? I guess for y'all.
Woo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, parents had to come up for that one too, Jill. Yep. But I wish he would have gave me an F because Karima would have been like.
Let me tell you something. I took that F. I took it. My grade still with all the rest of the grades on my report card, I still had a B average. So it didn't destroy me. So I let the fuck go. But from that on, that moment on, every time I got to a math class, I felt like my heart would race. Mm. And I would, you know, because I didn't know what this meant. Is this another moment where, because I was behind in math. I was.
How was you in high school in math?
Struggled. Mm-hmm. Struggled my ass off. I struggled. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, you know, I was at girls' high, so.
It's a good school.
You know, when I didn't pass math, I didn't get to walk.
Mm.
That and I attribute some of that to my early education, and I contribute that to Mr. Levitt because I went to summer school every year faithfully.
You was
and every year I got an A.
Math trauma. That's math trauma. That's what that is.
But you know, trauma. Side note: a lot of girls, and also specifically and especially Black girls, have a lot of trauma around math.
Me too, Jill.
Have a lot. I want to give a moment, a little shout out to Grassroots Community Foundation.
Aww.
It had a program specifically addressing this that was spearheaded by one of their young supergirls, Amina, who came up with a program to address this issue with young middle school Black girls.
Yeah. That's when it starts. That's interesting. It definitely starts in middle school.
And like, that's deep.
That is deep. I didn't know that it was a tribe. I didn't know that till you
just
said
that. It is a real thing. It's a real thing. I want to also take this moment, side note, to appreciate those teachers who are out here not inflicting trauma on young people because, as you can see, this stays with us.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
I'm going to shout out Brent Elementary School, which I know I've done already on this podcast before at some point, I'm sure. Brent Elementary School, Robert E. Brent, Washington, D.C., circa 80s. I would say between 82 and 87 for me, but I just want to shout them out.
Oh, yeah.
Every single solitary teacher from kindergarten to sixth grade was a Black woman, including science, including music, including gym, including our school counselor.
That's a hell of an achievement.
And our principal, shout out to Dr. Francis Plummer. Listen, Dr. Francis Plummer.
I know we was raised in D.C., y'all, but y'all don't understand what Asia's saying. This is really still a big deal. I mean, we went to the D.C.-est,
the blackiest.
That is black.
We had every single one of my teachers and my gifted and talented teacher whose idea it was for me to gender bend that role, Miss Swinton. Shout out. You know what I'm saying? These women shaped and molded me as a person from kindergarten to sixth grade. I was taught by a Black woman and many of them had advanced degrees. And I think now that I know what I know about how they hire teachers and how principals are responsible for this, now I know that this was intentional and this was done by a Black woman, Dr. Plummer, who hired these women, who no doubt many of them went to DC Teachers College. So shout out to that school that later on became UDC. So I just want y'all to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need a round of applause right now.
Oh,
round of applause.
Thank you, Miss Gooding.
To our little people.
Thank you, Missia Warren.
Yes.
I want to shout out Dana Miller, who happened to be Jet's math tutor. And it was a rough go for a while. But Miss Dana she's out of Philadelphia. And I'm going to send, make sure I send you a link to where you can reach her if you're in the Philadelphia area and you're struggling or your child is struggling in math. Because she has a way. There's always a giggle. There's always some level of fun, which I can't, wow, fun, math, fun math. There's fun math. Math is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could hear my child laughing in the other room. And I was like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And slowly but steadily, his confidence grew.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you guys know that there's somebody out there who has a gentle way and an extreme knowledge of mathematics and is definitely invested in getting your child or yourself to another level.
We got to put that grassroots link in there, too, because they just a wealth of resources.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. And also, too, when I did homeschool with my kids, y'all know, like I said, math again. Not my ministry either. So I outsourced to Melanie Young, who is amazing also. Out of Philadelphia, out of University of Pennsylvania. Amazing Black woman. Works with Black all kinds of families. But she definitely worked with my family and my kids. And when they had their homeschool graduation, she came to support them. So again, this, to me, that pouring of love into young people, and particularly, around things that we common, like traumas that we share, that it stays with us, the love and the trauma. But we thank God for the love because we're able to kind of talk about it now and share that and not repeat those same cycles and paying attention to those things for our own kids. But if your kid come home and tell you somebody done said some wild shit, believe them. Because they gotta be saying wild things.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Especially when it's coming from a teacher.
Baby.
When your kid is saying that a teacher, that was like seriously some of the meanest things. And I did. I faced the wall.
It's like it's unreal.
For the rest of the year. But guess what I did? I wrote the whole time. I wrote the whole time. I wrote little plays. I wrote stories. I wrote poetry. I wrote the whole time.
Yeah.
So that I just started looking forward to that little part because I knew he wasn't thinking about me at all. He never even said hello that I was in a room, nothing. From that point on, once my mother came to the school, he never spoke to me again. And I was happy because I didn't want no parts.
More conversation after the break.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You know, I was reading, it's like a young person's book, but it's a biography on Octavia Butler. And some years ago, like, her notebooks were discovered, and people talked about how she had manifested and written all of these things that she wanted to become. Being a bestseller, what money she wanted to make, the impact she wanted to make. And thinking of her as a little girl and reading about her as a little girl, you said, you know what I did? I wrote. Everywhere she went, she used to bring a pink notebook. And she published her first story when she was 10. But she got, you know, rejected a lot of times, too. So, like, lots of rejection because she was writing science fiction and, you know, people didn't want to hear that from her. But what's interesting about her story was just you could see the little girl part. So when you told me about when you were like, you know what I did? She was lonely. She was a bit of an oddball. And to combat the loneliness, she wrote. She wrote stories to entertain herself. She would read stories and they would be trash. And she would write a story because she would say, you know, I think I could probably write a better story than this trash I'm reading. And I love that. I love that because it gets into Toni Morrison, who said, hey, if there's a book you haven't read yet, write it. Hmm. And I just love that. I love the thought of that. It can turn out okay. That painful experience, that thing that makes that's supposed to make you not love yourself.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be the end of the story for you. You can take that moment and shift it.
Shit. I'm like 30 years later, I just realized my teacher that was calling me a bumbling idiot didn't even acknowledge that I was 2 years ahead of everybody in the school. How am I an idiot? I'm younger than everybody in my class, in my grade. I'm 12, they 14.
And you get paid now to give your opinion on a wealth of different things.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Don't call me white girl was on something. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of hers. Yeah. And she said something, I'm paraphrasing. When somebody is jealous, there's something that you can't even give them. It's not even like it's a purse or a necklace. You can't even give them what they're jealous of. It's something, you know, that's innate to you. Mm. She said, she was like, when I walk into a room, I light up the room. You darken the room, bitch. what can you do about that? Nothing. But
you can dim somebody's light. That's what you can do.
They try. They can't. They try.
But I want to take this moment also to say I'm sorry that that happened. I'm sorry that he did that. You didn't deserve that. He should never have been allowed to speak to you that way. And even though those people still associate themselves with him, and I know that that's painful. Again,
because they were the smart ones. Never, all the smart ones that ended up working on Wall Street and being doctors. It's like the group of five Wall Street doctors, lawyers, you know, they go have dinner with him. I'm sorry. Well,
you didn't care about any of that. Mm-mm. You didn't care about that. That wasn't your path at all. So he completely misunderstood a student. Misunderstood. He chose to misunderstand a student.
He chose to do harm.
And be mean.
He chose violence in a way that was absolutely unnecessary, harmful, purposeful in all the ways that a person can be harmful. It's like people talk about language. Language can cut just as much as any kind of physical violence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hate that happened to you and you didn't mm-hmm. deserve that. And I just want to tell you right now, like, you know, whatever you feel about it is valid.
I'm over. I just say it once and I'm done. I said it. It's fine.
Yeah, we're going to punch his ass out.
Shout out, like you said, it's far too many good teachers and great teacher experiences to let him win in that situation. And same with Mr. Levitt. What name is Levitt?
Levitt. Mr. Levitt.
Somebody on here know where these teachers work at.
Oh, yeah.
Neither of them won anything.
That part.
They didn't win. Weren't, they didn't win at all.
I mean, nothing they lost special. In the worst way possible. You all blossomed and became amazing.
And I'm not talking about
amazing.
In their lives. I'm talking about in ours. Yeah. They didn't win
right.
at all.
You're right. Like,
not even in the slightest.
Oh, Mr. Levitt, do you even know?
Do you even know?
Do you even know, Mr. Levitt?
Ugly could never, honey.
Ugly. Do you know what they say about me today, so sir?
Know what they say about me in these streets, darling? Do you know the buckets to which I cause, honey, by a mere smile?
A smile?
A twinkle in the eye, bitch. Take the people down.
All they need to see is the smile, and they know it's me, sir. Do they know it's you?
Me. Does anyone know you?
Goodbye, Mr.
Goodbye.
Levy. I'm going to try my best not to mention him anymore. But it may come up.
Yeah.
That man to which we shall not name.
Yes.
Yes.
Those men to which we shall not name, because we don't name them. We name people to give power.
That's
we
right.
We unname them.
Yeah. Shout out to the good ones.
I like your thinking, lady.
We unname
them. Yeah. We unname them.
Ooh, take a deep breath, listeners. Yes. Take a deep breath.
Man, this life right here, child.
Ooh, it's a thing, is it not?
It's a thing.
It is a thing. Ooh, I'm so grateful for age. Some people didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I know it's funny. My boyfriend always gets mad because I say, it's been a long life. And he's like, why you act like it's about to end? I'm like, no, I'm not acting like it's about to end. But you got to understand, like, these first four decades, it's been a doozy. We done some things.
It's been a whole story. A whole story. It's many chapters in this book.
Woo, y'all.
Many. Mm. Think about that. Listen, I don't know wherever you are. I don't know exactly what you're doing except for listening to J.Ill, the podcast. And we really thank you for that. I would love to share this poem about love.
Oh, you ain't done that in a while. Come on, Jill. We like it when you do this.
Come on, poems. Come on.
Man, this is written by Philadelphia poet laureate Ursula Rucker. She writes, on this day, there will be no talk of war or politic, or disaster, or death. Love is alive today. So we will speak only of love. There will be only love on tongue and up and in heart and thought. And it won't be that Hollywood type of love, not TV love, not dime store novel love, and certainly not mainstream music love, love, love. You know, love. Love that has been worked on. Love like gardens and term papers. Love that has been nurtured like children and well like children. Love that falls, crashes even, burns but dusts off, fixes up and rises, more brilliant than before. Phoenix love. Yeah, Phoenix love. So let us speak only of love, healing love. No herbal or over-the-counter love. Mm-mm. Real healing love, like God love, like mother's love, lover's love, child's love, like best friend love, and change the world love, humans love, love soft. Love hard, but just love. Enjoy the new garden. Work on it together. Ursula Rucker. She said no herbal or over-the-counter love.
First of all,
real healing
love. The combination of
which?
I cannot take the combination of her words and your voice. It's too much. It was just
the words.
Fucking, I love you, Ursula.
We love you, Ursula.
Ah, fucking. Oh. You and them words.
Damn,
you and
girl.
Them fucking words.
Write the words.
Some people just have an understanding. And so we thank God. We thank God and we send love to the artists, to the poets, to the songwriters.
Yes.
Thank y'all for the
filmmakers.
Words.
Filmmakers.
Yeah,
filmmakers. The yes. painters, the sculptors.
Thank you.
We thank you. The dancers.
Come on.
All that evoking of emotion.
All the musicians, listen.
Thank y'all for teaching us how to love. Ooh, baby.
Had the words. Maybe not the actions. But you knew how to say it.
Yeah, we were, baby.
She said, because some of them ain't living it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We talking about the orange. We talking about the orange. We talking about the orange.
I love this show.
Take this deep breaths.
Woo.
Take a moment and love yourself today. In fact, take 50 moments. Take 1,000. Fuck it. Go on and love yourself all day. All night. You're worth it and so deserving. Thank you so much for listening to J.Ill, the podcast. It is always our pleasure to have conversation that sparks conversation. Love and light, y'all.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Hello, dear listeners. It's Amber, the producer here. I love this episode. I just love when we love ourselves. I really do. And we're finishing it out with Laia's completed assignment.
Hey y'all, it's Laia. And yes, I have reluctantly written my top 5 things that I love about me. And shout out to everybody that's in my tribe that is challenged by this challenge. It ain't easy, but we have to do it. All right, so here we go. In no particular order, number 5, I am a conscious work in progress. I love that about me. Number 4, I love that I try to consider all and most situations. Number 3, I love that I refuse to give up, but I am not opposed to giving in. You know what I'm saying? Number 2, I love that I am open to most things and all kinds of adventures. Number 1, I love how hard I love, no matter the outcome. And a bonus one for you and for me. Well, really for me, because this is about me. I love the complexities of my tight wop. Okay. And now I challenge y'all. See, it's not easy. All right, you do it. Love y'all. See you at the next show.
Yeah.
Hi, if you have comments on something we said in this episode, call 866-HEY-JILL. If you want to add to this conversation, that's 866-439-5455. Don't forget to tell us your name and the episode you're referring to. You might just hear your message on a future episode.
Thank you for listening to Jill Scott Presents J.Ill, the podcast.
J.Ill is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.